You're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
Welcome to episode 8 of the Nearly Pod.
That's spelt.
You said smelt.
That's smelt.
That's spelt.
NILIPod.com. I'm Nia and I put the knee into Nearly.
And I'm Liv and I put the Lee into Nearly. And don't forget, you can listen to this podcast on SoundCloud.com and even iTunes.
This week we're getting in the mood for Christmas, so you can expect a bit of a Christmassy feel to this podcast. Jingle bells, Liv.
Jingle bells, Nia. Coming up on this episode, Christmas is coming!
We're feeling festive in our bedroom studio. Are you feeling festive at home? Wink, wink. You will be in a minute.
Christmas joke of the week.
And it's such a funny one.
YouTube video of the week.
We're going to discuss the new Aldi Christmas ad, which is supposed to be hilarious as it's trending right now, so very topical.
Good news.
We find out what Mary Berry said to a contestant on her new American Bake Off show to make her cry. Mary Berry, you're so mean.
Some more Brooklyn Beckham news.
Not much going on with Brooks this week, except from a story which will really melt your heart. He's such a mummy's boy at the moment.
Seventh Nia versus Liv.
Seven? Something Christmas themed, but we just don't know what.
I heard it's about mince pies.
No, I don't think it is. That's a different video. That's a video.
It's not about mince pies. I heard something about mint pies and I didn't know what it was. Right. Big bag of random.
Yes, it's back. Due to popular demand.
But first,
let me take a selfie.
No.
What happened with you this week?
Well, on Monday or Tuesday, it was Monday, I created Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr accounts for Nearly Pod. And we also already have our Instagram. And they are literally all Nearly Pod. So,
but just Nearly Pod, that's
Nearly Pod.
N-I-L-I Pod.
Yeah, without the .com.
Yeah.
And also, if you go on our website, there are these little cute icons, which are Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, YouTube. And if you click on them, then it will take you through to our, whichever one you click on.
Yeah.
So you can go follow us. I just hit my legs. Ow, that hurt. I was going to say sorry, and I was like, why am I saying sorry? I'm so British.
British. British. You mean Canadian?
No.
Because Canadian people are really polite, apparently.
I'm so British because they just say, sorry, sorry, well thank you, thank you. Because I always say sorry for saying sorry. Anyway.
Yes, me too.
Do you have any news?
Well, nothing really much happened with me this week. I've just been to school. It was Chip Friday yesterday at school.
Chip Friday.
Yeah, we have chips at lunchtime every Friday, and you get like chips for £1.
Oh, I'm excited.
Good. They're really good ones as well.
It was Black Friday yesterday. Apparently, nobody was that bothered with the sales this year, up to 80% off. And last year they went crazy. I wonder why.
I don't know. Maybe because like it's more of a thing in America, though, isn't it? Not really
in it.
In it. It's more of like a. It's not really that British. Yeah. Nobody really went mad over it. And last year, people were like dying because of the stampedes of people in Asda or something. That was very nice.
I know why I have my theories, because of the 5B plastic bags. Oh my god.
Probably.
Well, I'm really worried because I have like a French test on Monday, and I'm really worried about that. And I haven't done any revision yet, which I probably should have done.
Yes.
Whoops.
Yeah. I got homework this week, which was like 2 pages, and I had to do it overnight.
Oh.
Because it's literally set on one day, and you have to do it another day for the next day. And I'm like, what if I don't understand it, and I can't just go to the teacher, because he'll tell me off and be like, you should have handed it in today. Because apparently they're not allowed to like give you homework to do overnight. Oh. I'd do it anyway.
Wow, we've managed to talk about school again. Like, because last week we were being history teachers.
Everybody loves school. Everybody loves our school ramblings.
Yeah, I hate school.
The reason they're here is because of our bedroom ramblings.
Bedroom ramblings! Woo. Anyway.
You just heard rants about stuff.
So, Christmas is coming, children. It's a countdown to Christmas, and we've searched out some really nice feel-good stories in the news this week. A group of unsuspecting young children got the surprise of their life when they ended up at Quick Fit for car repairs. At first they were disappointed not to be going to the cinema as promised, but that soon changed when they spotted Santa's sleigh being repaired in the corner of the garage, with actual Santa Claus sat nearby reading his newspaper while he waited. Even his reindeer were there. Of course, it was presents all around, and great publicity to Quick Fit, which was the whole idea, really.
Now, do you make your own mince pies, or do you prefer to buy them because you can't really be bothered? A customer group recently did a blind test of mince pies from various supermarkets and shops, and guess who came first? Of course it was Harrods department store in London. They sell 6 mince pies for £8.95. Gosh, that's expensive. But don't worry, if that's too expensive for you, Lidl's came very close second as they are £1.49. Tesco's finest were at last, so we won't be like buying them.
No. Actually, after the podcast, we're going to test the mince pies ourselves from 8 different shops and supermarkets for a new YouTube video. We'll let you know the results on the podcast next week. The things we do for the Neely Pod. Oh my gosh. The Christmas lights in the small town of Tiverton in Devon are literally pants this year. Yes, they actually look like a pair of pants strung across the streets. And apparently they cost £15,000.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Sounds like a bit of a blunder. Although, at least it's given Tiverton lots of publicity this Christmas.
They act like we've got a picture in front of us, and they actually look like pants with like stars on them.
Do you think they actually are pants?
No, of course not. £15,000 for a pair of pants. A recent survey by School Stickers involving more than 10,000 children have found out that if your name is Harry, Ryan, Bethany, or Anna, then you're most likely to be at the very top of Santa's nice list. However, bad luck if you're called Chloe, Joe, Holly, or Olivia, because the chances are that you will be on the naughty list, so you can expect a lump or two of coal in your stocking.
Oh, bad luck, Liv. Oh, Liv.
That's sad. I'm on the naughty list. No, I'm a good person. It doesn't say that all Olivias will be on the naughty list.
Mm. Oh, and it's time for this week's Christmas joke. Are you ready to hear my hilarious festive funny then, Liv?
Yep, go for it.
What did Adam say on the day before Christmas?
I don't know. What did Adam say on the day before Christmas?
It's Christmas Eve!
I think you should Adam and leave.
Hon, hon, hon. Right, and now it's time for our weekly chocolate giveaway.
As this is a bit of Christmas special, we're going to give away a really cute Chocky Santa from Asda. The first person who emails in with this special code word, what should we say this week? I think we should say, wow.
Wow, it's Christmas.
Wow, with a winky face.
No. Let's have wow, it's Christmas.
Wow, it's Christmas.
Like, wow, comma, it's Christmas.
That's our code word.
Yes. Wow, it's Christmas. And don't forget to include your name and address. As it's a Christmas theme to the Neely Pod this week, we are going to be watching and talking about the new Audi advert, which we've not seen yet.
But before we do, we're going to talk about the YouTubes. And don't forget to watch our funny, don't watch funny. Right, let me say that again. But before we do, we're going to talk about the YouTubes. Don't forget to watch our funny Christmas song on the website. It's got actual Dr. Jean's stamp of approval, so it can be that bad.
Yeah. And anyway, here goes. We're now going to watch the advert and talk about it. It's not a long one, but it seems to have caused a lot of controversy.
Controversy?
No, it's controversy.
Controversy.
Dad?
Hi there.
Controversy. People are really talking about it this week, and it only came out a couple of days ago. Okay, where's the iPad?
Oh my god, it's the old iPad.
I know, right? Oh, it's so cute.
I know.
It's a moon. It's not a man. Wait, isn't this the
thing from...
Oh my god. Oh my god. It's the,
It's the... Oh, it's the John Lewis one.
But
And he's like, I like this one, but I prefer this one. And then it's the Audi telescope.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. There's an old lady on balloons.
In a chair. And he's
waving. Oh my god, they're totally ripping off the John Lewis advert.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, that was perfect.
So, there was an old man on a moon, and then it was basically the same as...
The John Lewis advert.
Yeah.
Oh, I just knocked
and there was
that.
And there was two telescopes, and he was like, I like this one, and then there was like a 100...
John Lewis, £109 yeah. thing.
And then there was like, I like this one, it was like £69 or something. And then it was like from Audi, and he was looking at it, and there was an old lady on a balloon chair, and she was like... flying over to him
and
on
yeah.
a balloon chair.
I liked that. That was great.
Yes. Here's a section of the YouTube comments. Some of the people seem to have missed the point completely. These are all generous, so draw your own conclusions. Gunnus A. Poddy said, it's like the John Lewis advert.
Yes, Gunnus A. Poddy. That's the point. Good spot, though.
Ben Dover, oh my god.
K-Y-S.
Oh my god. Says, that's pretty funny, but do not buy a telescope for that price and think that you'll be able to see anything much, because you will be disappointed to say the least.
Okay, thanks to Ben Dover there, who sounds like he's a serious astronomer, probably a Gemini or Aquarius. Is that right? Have I pronounced that right? I expect. You're taking it too far seriously though, Ben.
Martin Bennett says, John Lewis does not hold a copyright on the moon.
Indeed not, Martin. NASA actually holds the copyright for the moon, I believe.
Ben Black says, still a better love story than Twilight.
What? I don't think so, Ben. I love Twilight.
Right. I'll make you glitter.
I'll make your mum glitter.
The truth says, if Aldi actually gets sued for this, then John Lewis should get sued for copying the Disney movie Up.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is actually a very good point. Does Disney own the copyright on balloons floating in the sky? Well, we'll get our legal boffins onto that right away. Ding, I just saw a picture of someone with blue eyes. Okay, let's do jingles. Good news. Good news. Good news. Good news. Lots has happened in this week's news. Finally, the nation has got fed up of Mason Noise and he's been voted off the X Factor.
Chris Martin of Coldplay has been saying how nice Harry Styles' hair is. Adele has hinted that she'll be heading to Glastonbury next year. Of course, it was the film premiere of Joe and Casper's Hit the Road movie.
I really want to watch this. All of the YouTubers turned up on the red carpet, including Zoella, Tanya Bear, Marcus Butler and Alfie Days, amongst many, 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 many others. We'll be reviewing that film soon when we have actually seen it, but it looks amazing from the trailer.
Yeah, it looks really funny.
Yeah, I really want to see it.
Now, on with the main news. Singer Ed Sheeran recently told Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills that it was completely nonsense that he was going to marry Courtney Cox, that is, to perform her wedding ceremony. Courtney was most known for playing Monica Geller in Friends, is best buds with Ed. Neither have any idea how these rumours got started, so sorry about getting that wrong in podcast number 5. All the newspapers got it wrong as well, so we are in good company.
Rumours are already circulating about the new Apple Watch, which is thought to be coming out in the summer. The next generation of this amazing watch is thought to be getting a better battery and front-facing camera, which will allow selfies and even perhaps FaceTiming with iPhones.
And still on the subject of mobiles, grumpy Alan Sugar. If Alan Sugar was a type of sugar, I think it would be like a horrible type, like a horrible tasting type. Like a type that...
Like a bitter sugar.
Yes. Yes, that was... Yeah. Grumpy Alan Sugar was off to The Apprentice recently moaned at BBC bosses that Nokia phones were being used on EastEnders, his favourite soap opera. Concerned about the product placement, EastEnders bosses have now told the actors to cover up the logos on their mobiles. Maybe that will put a smile on Lord Sugar's face at last.
Mary Berry is busy in America at the moment, and her new show is about to air in the US next week. It's called The Great Holiday Bake Off. Mary is shown making a woman cry when she judges her cookies. The woman is crying tears of happiness, though, because the Bake Off Queen said her cookies were perfect. The show is described as a delicious four-week baking event, one to look out for, perhaps. Sadly, Silver Fox Paul Hollywood is nowhere in sight, though. Oh, I like Paul Hollywood.
Stars like David Beckham and Ed Sheeran are famously big fans of body art and tattoos. However, let's hope that they don't join the next trend and get their eyeballs tattooed. Ew. Despite being extremely painful and possibly causing blindness, eye tattoos have been seen on track for the next trend. It involves injecting ink directly into the white of your eyes. Sounds gross.
It's like, instead of having the white in your eye, it's blue.
But it's like weird, it's like patchy blue.
Yeah, it looks really, really gross.
I wouldn't ever know.
No, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Lovely pop princess Taylor Swift has been causing outrage in New Zealand this week when she popped down under to film her latest music video. She was filming on a beach close to Auckland, which is home to the endangered dotterel. Dad, how do you pronounce it? Dotterel bird. Her film crew drove their vehicles all over the beach, and Radio New Zealand said that it was very disappointed in her behaviour. Let's hope the video was worth all that fuss and nonsense then, Swifty.
So what's cooking, good looking Brooklyn?
This is the first week in history that Brooklyn's hardly been in newspapers at all, apart from all the fuss about him joking that he should be the sexiest man in the world rather than his dad David Beckham. There were so many articles about that.
The main story has just broken in the news yesterday that Brooklyn posted a lovely message to his mum, Victoria, better known as Posh Spice. Brooks showed the world that he really is the sweetest son ever.
Aww. The 16-year-old heartthrob posted a picture on his Instagram account. Liv, what are you doing? Oh, she's finding the picture. The 16-year-old heartthrob posted a picture on his Instagram account showing him smiling next to his mum. It was in black and white, of course, as they always are. I don't think he can afford a coloured camera.
And next to the photo, he posted a single heart emoji, which shows he loves his mum. Fans went crazy with comments including, this is so cute and adorable. For example, oh wait, I won't say that one. So beautiful, somebody just said.
And there's loads of heart emojis and heart-eyed face emojis.
Yeah.
The boy with the quiff can't seem to put a foot wrong at the moment.
Good work,
Brooklyn Beckham. And that's the end of this week's
And now it's for the best bit.
And now it's for the best bit.
Now it's for the best bit.
Right.
Now it is the best bit.
Yeah.
Now it's the best bit.
Neo Buzz Live!
That gets weirder and weirder each time.
I know, right?
Here's the new, even more dramatic jingle.
Neo Buzz Live!
Nia versus Liv. Hello, YouTube. This week is our 7th Nia versus Liv, and we are currently 3-all. So the producers have decided that it should be the best of our 7 challenges to win the first round.
And to make it even more interesting and even more competitive, Santa has opened a I left a present for the winner. Should we open it now?
No!
Oh, it says two.
Oh. Oh, I think it's the Dan and Phil advent calendar.
It is.
Oh my god! Oh my god, I've
right,
really won this.
I need
this
to win this.
So
I need
bad.
To win this.
Oh, I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna
go.
Wait,
this.
I wanna look at it. I wanna look at it.
I shook it a bit and I was like, I know what this is. Did you see me at the beginning? See? Told you. Right. Put it over here.
I want to keep it.
All right, put it on the side. Because you melt all the chocolates. Okay. Okay. Just to say that we don't know what and know anything about what's coming next. Here's our instructions, which have been handed to us. Oh, I need to win this. I'm shaking. Whoever wins the game will win the round and the present, the Dan and Phil advent calendar with chocolates inside. No pressure then. These are advent calendars sold out within a matter of hours, so we're not quite sure how we even managed to get one. They're like hot cakes at the moment.
This week it is a festive Nia and Liv. You will be playing the No Teeth, No Gums game where you have to speak by covering up your teeth and gums with
so
your
well.
Lips. Have a practice. Say Nia versus Liv. Nia versus Liv!
I could do that.
For this game, you have to take it in turns to say something related to Christmas, but don't forget, the first person to show their teeth or hesitate for more than 10 seconds will be out. Don't say the same thing twice. Let's get ready then. Do you want to start?
Okay. So this is important because this is like the whole round. I'm shaking.
I really want to win this. I tried so badly.
Same. Look how cute they are. Oh, I just want to hug them. Ready?
I'm going to cry. Like, look at the 24. It's got a star on it, and then Dan and Phil. Dan looks
what,
so
what if in the 24th it's like fan is real? Every day so I will send you a picture if I win.
Okay, and I will send you a picture, and if I win, I will try and like break off a bit of chocolate for you.
Oh, love okay. you so much.
I love you too. And if you win, you do that for me as mm-hmm. well. Okay, because I want to taste Dan and Phil's chocolate. That sounds so weird.
Oh my god, it's like on the same day we'll be tasting the same chocolate as Dan and Phil will be. Because probably they'll probably be having one each. Let's start then. 3, 2, 1. Snowman.
Snow.
Christmas
tree.
Christmas tinsel.
Christmas lights. I showed my teeth. Can we try again?
Fairy lights.
No, I said Christmas lights.
I said fairy lights.
Yes, it is. Stars up on the tree.
Angels.
Presents.
Happy children.
Advent calendar.
Turkey.
Spouse.
Roast dinner.
Snowballs.
Roast potatoes.
Chicken.
Beef.
Children.
Adults.
Grandparents.
Christmas crackers.
Family.
Stockings.
Snow. The icicles. I forgot what they were called then.
Gingerbread man.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa Claus.
Candy cones.
Rangers.
I can't think. Snowman.
Carrot. Said that.
Carrot on the snowman.
I won. Thank you.
I won.
I got it.
I really want that. Can I look at it?
Yes. I'm showing now. Let me show.
Can I hold it?
I won it.
And now we have to open this envelope. I'm so sad.
I'm so sorry. You could have said so much more. I had so many, like, just in my head where we were just, like...
I know, right? I just... It was so hard. It hurt your lips.
Yeah, my lips felt like they were on fire.
Like, my lips are tingling. Of course, we're not that mean to only get one calendar. There's another advent calendar waiting for the loser downstairs. We know that you're done with it.
Thank you.
dip into the big bag of random then.
Do, 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 do. Big bag of random. So, what we have is a big bag with lots of topics and questions that we can discuss so that you at home get to know us a bit better.
Last time we tried to answer as many of the questions as we could in 5 minutes, but this week we'll take our time a bit more. No rush, let's sit back and get random. Start the timer then, Nia.
Okay, we have 5 minutes, so don't rush them this time. There we go, it's on.
Who's your favourite historical figure? Emily Pankhurst. She's like she's an inspiration because...
Yeah, suffragettes.
Suffragettes. And like we've been learning about her in school and she's just amazing. Like what she did to get the right to win vote. Wasn't it her who went in front of the horse? I think it was.
No, that was a different one. Because we're doing suffragettes at the moment. It wasn't her because she died in Canada, I think.
The one who died in front, the one who died, like...
I like Cleopatra because she was fancy.
Fancy AF.
Yes, lads. Next question. Childhood pranks. Oh, when I was little, there's a video on my dad's channel.
Yeah.
And it was me
in
a car prank. So there were no cars around, my parents checked it. And I was asleep in the car. And so they slammed the brakes on the car and screamed just to like scare me, and I was just like,
it's the best video ever, I think.
Wasn't yours the IOU with the Willy Wonka thing?
Oh yeah. So basically last year I won I went to the Christmas fair at my brother's school and I won a Willy Wonka box chocolate and sweet set thing. And because I won it in the raffle, and my parents didn't let me have it for a week because I was like rude or something, I can't remember. But like and then when I did get it, they put a load of IOUs in it and like took all the sweets out, obviously as a joke. And I was there, I was like, oh my god, no, I need them. And you can't really get them because at the time you couldn't get them in England because they were like American. And it was just...
America.
Yeah, and I was really sad. The future, I don't really want to think about.
I think what I want to do in the future is maybe do the podcast as a professional thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, because I just love doing this.
Yeah.
I think
like
it's great.
Scared of the future. I know I can control my future, but I'm just scared like about my GCSEs and...
Right. Taylor Swift or Ellie Goulding? Taylor Swift for the win, because Ellie Goulding cheats on everyone.
Yeah, Taylor Swift. I like Taylor Swift. Wait, it's my turn.
Oh yeah, it is.
I like Taylor Swift. She's like a really good singer as well. Dreams.
Oh, I had a dream. I had a dream once that I was in a dishwasher, and then I dreamt that I had to go to a factory and I was made into a tablet, and I was going and I was screaming help, but it sounded like I was saying it in a different language, so I was speaking like and I was just going and like really quietly because I was a grain of dishwasher.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was an interesting
dream. That makes sense.
That was an interesting dream.
When I was little, I had a dream that a dragon came to my first school, and it was like burning everyone. So,
wow.
And I woke up and was like, and it was a dream. I have a lot of dreams about zombies, and I don't know why. Dream experts, tell me why.
Okay. How long to get ready in the morning? Oh, Liv.
Half an hour.
You never get up in the morning.
When I used to walk to school with you,
I was like 10 minutes late once because of Liv. She wouldn't get up and I was just there like, Liv, hurry up.
We weren't 10 minutes late. We've never been late to school.
Yeah, we were. I had to sign in at the thing and she was like, oh. And I was like, I was waiting for my friend. And then I get up really easily. I get up usually, well, my thing goes at 6:55 and then I get up at 7:05, and then I'm really quick to get up in the morning. I just do my routine.
But if it's the weekends, you take forever to do your eyeliner because you get so frustrated.
I know, right?
And you're there like, I can't do it, I'm getting angry. And then she starts going like, ugh! And then she gets the eyeliner white pad and she goes, ugh! And like, breaks her eyeball because she's just like, I'm so angry that I can't do my eyeliner.
Yeah.
Oh, it bit my tongue and it hurt.
What's the next one?
It really hurt my tongue. It's a bit really hard. What is your favourite board game?
Cluedo.
I don't know.
I like Cluedo because it's great, and then you get to be like Sherlock.
Monopoly.
Sherlock.
I love
Monopoly as well. Monopoly is great. Oh.
Thank you, timer.
Thank you. Oh, sometimes like this timer, it has the same noise as the timers on Bake Off. When we're watching Bake Off and then we hear that noise, then we sometimes go, oh, who's put the timer on? And then we realise it's on Bake Off and we're like, oh, okay then.
Hello, you're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
I was literally going to ask my dad if we could get the Dan and Phil advent calendar.
I asked my mum like 2 seconds ago, literally.
I really want to get the llama hat, like, because llamas are my favourite animals. Like, they've always been my favourite animal. And then when Dan and Phil released the llama hats, I'm like, I want to get one of them.
I don't really like hats, to be honest. I don't look quite well.
Because one of my friends has a really cute polar bear hat, and I was like, I really want to get a hat, an animal hat. And then llamas were my favourite animals, and then they released the llama hats.
I don't know what llamas were your favourite animals.
They've been my favourite animals since, like, year 4 or year 3, because of the llama song. Do you know that? Here's a llama, there's a llama, and another little llama. Fuzzy llama, funny llama, 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 duck. Llama, llama, cheesecake, llama, tablet, baked potato, llama, 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 mushroom, llama, 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 duck. I was once a tree house, I lived in a cake, but I never saw the way the orange saw the rain. I was only 3 years dead, but I told a tale, and I was a little child to the safety rail. If you ever see a llama, kiss the llama on the llama, 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 taste the llama, 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 duck. Half a llama, twice the llama, not a llama, farmer, llama, llama, in a car, llama, 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 duck. Is that how it's till now? Is it also old? Is it made of lemon juice? Don't a bangle cold? Now my song is getting thin, I've run out of luck. Time for me to retire now and become a duck. Yeah, no, I memorised that in like year 3, and then that's why llamas are my favourite animals. And then I really wanted an animal hat, and then they released the llama hats, and I'm like, I really want to get one of them. I've wanted one of them for so long.
The only song that I revised like fully, like weird song, is Don't Hungry, I'm Scared.
What's your favourite idea? Mine's being creative. How'd you get that idea? I try thinking creatively. Now when you look at this orange, tell me please, what do you see? It's just a boring old orange.
Maybe to you, but not to me.
I see a silly face.
Ooh, walking along and smiling at me.
I was just staring at what you mean.
No.
I still don't see what you mean.
Because you're not thinking creatively. Now take a look at my hair. I use my hair to express myself. That sounds really boring.
I use my hair to express myself.
Now take a look at the clouds in the sky. Do you find them exciting? No. Well, take another look. Oh, wait. I can see a hat. I can see a cat.
I can see a man with a baseball bat. I can see a dog. I can see a frog. I can see a ladder leaning on a log.
Think getting the hang of it now. Using your mind to have a great time. I might paint a picture of a clown. Hold there, friend. You might need to slow down.
Lots more to come next week. We've got tons of Christmas stuff to talk about, including the top 10 best family Christmas films ever. This is a definitive list, so that's worth tuning in for.
And there will be more festive fun next week. We'll be finding out who is never hungry at Christmas.
Is that the turkey? Because it's always stuffed.
Yep, so we found that out this week then. Never mind, thanks, Nia. Here's another good tip on how to be a creative whisker. That song is like constantly in my head in school. And I don't know why, because I'll just start singing, here's another good tip on how to be a creative whiz kid. I don't know why, it's just weird. Time for us to go now. Until next week, I hope you've enjoyed our eighth podcast.
I'm still really, really jealous that you won the advent calendar, even though I got one myself.
But I won the whole round of Nia Bustle.
Yeah, but all I was really worried about was like the prize. I didn't even know what it was, and then we opened it and I'm like...
I know, I touched it and I was like, I could feel like the plastic. Yeah, I felt that and I was like, oh my god, and then I shook it a bit and it was like chocolates in there, because you know when you shake it you can just like slightly hear the chocolate. Yeah, well I did that and...
Sorry, but we have to go.
But we have to go. Don't worry, we will be back soon. We've definitely got to go now.
Yes.
Here is our disclaimer. Thank you for listening to the Knee Pod.
We are sorry if we've offended you on this countdown to Christmas special. We didn't mean to, we were just having fun. There are no terms and conditions, that would be ridiculous.
And that's the end of this disclaimer for this week.
Bye!
Bye!
Bye bye!
Bye!
Goodbye! Did you just burp?
No, I choked.
Oh.
That was
the Neely Pod. Happy listening.